we have discussed the theoretical or intellectual basis or understanding of what intensive agriculture is. We've talked somewhat about the problems of applying these techniques on the farm here at Jonestown, and we've discussed an outline that was developed of things that have to be done in order to attempt to apply them. However, I would, before we complete this tape, like to tell you a little bit about what's in it for us. Why should we go to the work of changing our farm program and instituting these procedures? The basic reason is that the farm yields are much higher using these techniques. Some tests and experiments have been done, notably in Africa, that have shown very large yield increases. I would like to read you some of that material now. In northern Nigeria, increased yields have been obtained from mulching annual crops with heavy applications of groundnut shells, groundnuts or peanuts. Sunflowers on the mulched plot were 50% taller and yielded 311 pounds of thresh seed per acre, compared with 85 pounds without mulch. The yield of cotton grown on 3-foot ridges was increased from 485 to 646 pounds of seed cotton. Later trials with 4 to 5 tons of mulch, manure, fertilizer, and insect control raised yields to around 2,000 pounds of seed cotton per acre in 3 successive seasons with markedly different rainfall patterns. That is, the yields went from 485 pounds to over 2,000 pounds, which is like a 400% increase. Such yields had not been produced previously using manure, fertilizer, and insecticides. Comparison of different mulches on sorghum gave the following yields. With peanut shells, in the first year, the yield was 1,115 pounds. In the second year, using the same thing, the yield was 1,507 pounds, which showed a 50% increase in the second successive year using the same procedure. With dead grass, the yield on the first year was 1,044 pounds, and the yield the second year was 1,520 pounds, again showing a 50% increase in the second year of mulching. With chopped sorghum stalk, the first yield on the first year was 765 pounds, and the second year was 1,246 pounds, again showing an almost 50% increase. The yields without any kind of mulch at all in the first year was 775 pounds. The second year was 1,151 pounds, which was about a third increase, indicating that the year with the increases in the second year was partially attributable to the fact that it was a better farming year and partially attributable to the fact that it was an increase from the mulch. However, these figures show a 95% increase in production over 2 years by the adoption of mulch. Using the entire program, the increase in cotton was over 400%, 485 to 2,000 pounds. There have also been tests on manuring of certain crops. And in Uganda, in a 1964, 65, and 66 series of tests with corn, unmanured corn gave 990 pounds, manured corn gave 2,486 pounds, an increase of 251%. In 1965, unmanured corn gave 722 pounds, manured corn gave 1,675 pounds, an increase of 231%. In 1966, unmanured corn gave a yield of 921 pounds. Manured corn gave a yield of 3,369 pounds, an increase of 365%. In Uganda as well, tests were made on manuring in 1965, 1966, and 1967 using manure on cotton. Unmanured cotton gave a yield of 358 pounds. Manured cotton gave a yield of 667 pounds, an increase of 186% in 1965. In 1966, unmanured Cotton gave a yield of 551 pounds. Manured cotton gave a yield of 1,240 pounds, an increase of 225%. In 1967, the unmanured cotton yielded 865 pounds. Manured, a yield of 1,856 pounds, an increase of 214%. This shows that manuring increased the yields by approximately 220%. Therefore, we can very clearly see that when we combine manuring with mulching and with these other systems, we are bound to tremendously increase the yields that our fields give us. And it is our hope by doing this we will reduce the total number of fields that we need to farm in order to provide ample for all our needs here in Jonestown.